Our next guests are in-house with us. They own the Standing Paddle Company, and apparently now you guys do signs. I didn't know that. Nick pointed a few of those out. Aaron and Abby McIntosh, what's going on?
We're good. How are you?
Good. Move the mics a little closer.
Okay.
You guys have been, you've been in, did you come to town right when you opened when I met you? Have you only been here a couple of years? Or just...
We've lived here 4 years.
4 years, okay.
Yep. And the sign company is our day job. That's what brought us
gotcha.
To Decatur.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But the paddle boards, where did that originate in your mind? Remind me.
That was kind of started. We just owned a paddle board and did a Facebook page to network with other people who paddle boarded in Central Illinois, and people kept asking for rentals.
Okay.
And so no one was doing that. And so we thought, why not?
And you are, and it's going to be going into your second season on the lake. Is that right?
Yeah, second full season. Yes. Last year was our first full season. We started really late in the year before that, the summer before that. But yeah.
Yeah. How many do you have now?
We have 8 adult boards, 2 for kids, and then kayaks. We've got a tandem, and then, about a half a dozen one-seater kayaks.
Okay.
And then a
pedal boat.
Pedal boat now, too.
Okay.
So, yeah.
And you can rent any of these.
Yes.
And take them out. And where do you go? Remind me where you go.
We're at the beach house now.
You're at the beach house.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So you're using the lower level like for storage and stuff?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yep.
Cool.
Launched
so
from the sand. It's really nice.
Perfect.
Yeah.
That's going to be a lot easier for people too, probably.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So you come in there. Do you need to set these up ahead of time? Do they need to message you, or can they ask you on Facebook? Or?
Yeah. So through the weekend, we're open from Memorial to Labor Day every weekend.
Okay.
And that's by first come, first serve.
Okay.
And then through the week, by appointment, through Facebook.
Okay. So you can rent them anytime for the most part.
For the most part.
That you can get somebody there to help people out. So.
Yeah.
How much are they?
Paddle boards are $15 for a half an hour, $25 for an hour. Kayaks are $5 less.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. Nice. I mean, so this is, I'm sure in a lot of ways, nobody's ever done this. The most common paddleboard fear is I'm just going to fall off it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And I think people are more and more commonly going on vacation. If they go to some tropical area, they'll have paddleboarded maybe.
Yeah.
But I'm getting a lot of good feedback on our boards specifically, that even if they have paddleboarded somewhere in an exotic location, they say ours are really super stable and easy to use, and they feel really confident going out on the lake. And if they have never done it, 90% of people, maybe higher than that, come back and go, wow, that was a lot easier than I thought it was
really
going to be. Yeah.
How wide are they? How big are they?
So they're about 11 feet long and 33 inches wide.
Is that about a surfboard?
A little bit longer than the average
surfboard.
Yeah.
Like a longboard.
Okay.
But then also deeper.
Yes. Yeah.
Thicker, so it sits up on top of the water.
Because you're putting all your weight on it.
Yeah.
And you're much slower. So
what's the weight limit?
So we have boards for all.
Okay.
All weight limits. And so that people can also maybe use the paddle board with a child on the front.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, we have different.
Or your dog.
Yeah. We're going to do an
That's
event
cool.
for that, too.
I'm guessing people, if you've never done it, you're going to fall a few times. You're just falling in the water.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And we have a process. So we give people a little instruction, 5 minutes-ish, and then we start them on their knees.
And
teach them how to paddle there first, and then teach them how to transition to their feet so that they're successful. They have the best chance.
Are you seeing the return customers?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we definitely had regulars last year. Love that.
What time are you guys open through the weekend?
11 to 5.
11 to 5. Every, mm-hmm. Are you open at all on Friday?
Not usually, but we met a big
You'll
group.
Take a, yeah.
Yeah, we met a big group down there today, a bunch of teachers, and it was great. We had a great time
That's
with
awesome.
Them. Yeah.
Do you like Facebook? Would you rather have a phone call or do you have a Facebook message?
You know, Facebook seems to be the most user-friendly, but my phone number is there too.
Okay.
So people can hit me either way and find me.
Standing Paddle Company, and then I know you guys have some events coming, right?
Yeah,
is it
do.
All paddle? Are we talking paddle company events?
Yes. So we have... our grand opening is tomorrow. Our grand reopening is tomorrow.
Okay.
And so, like Aaron said, it's first come, first serve. But if people have to wait at all, we plan to have like yard games there, bags and ring toss and things for people to do while they wait. There's the beach house right upstairs.
I'm sure a lot of times people are out on their boat anyway, and they'll just come up whenever it's available, right? So just come check in with you guys or Facebook message in, check in.
Yeah, for sure.
Are there any times booked already for tomorrow and Sunday?
No, it's open.
People
can just come. And then Memorial Day is 11 to 3.
Okay.
So we're just a shorter time on Memorial Day so people can get to their picnics and stuff. But
that's good. That's good. And then have you always been a yoga? Are you doing all the yoga?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
you're not a yoga guy.
I enjoy yoga.
He will
just
go
don't instruct
and participate.
It.
He just doesn't instruct,
Gotcha. Yeah. And then you're doing the yoga at the pool.
Yes. So the yoga at Fairview Pool starts June 5th. And so there are Tuesday, Thursday mornings for that, and then a Wednesday evening.
Okay.
And people can choose to be on a board, or they can choose the land option and do just do it poolside, which is super nice and fun. And
we talked about that with Danita. It's like $6 or something to be on land, and then it's like 10, 12 or something to be on. I can't remember the numbers, but
and it's a fun class. The evening one is more relaxing, and the morning one is more aerobic, and it's a fun way. It's a fun way to get used to the board if you don't, because then you're just falling in chlorine rather than the lake. So.
So there's that, and then you have some...
yes, we're going to do a SUP run. We're partnering with Fleet Feet to do a SUP run.
What's SUP stand for?
SUP is stand-up paddle.
Oh, stand-up paddle, okay.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to run a mile and then SUP a mile.
Really?
And do a little race. And so we're super excited about that. That should be really
fun. A mile feels like a long time, a long way. What is the equivalent of that, across the water? Or?
So from the beach house to the bridge.
Lost Bridge?
On, not Lost Bridge, 36
Bridge,
right? Yeah, 36 Bridge. And back is just over a mile.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're going to run a mile, get on boards, and...
Yeah, and then go.
Like eight people at a time because you have eight boards?
Yeah. Wow. So we'll do some heats. And
we'll probably do the paddle first.
You think? Yeah.
Yeah, and then finish with running.
I mean,
you don't
want
to wore out people that have already run.
Wait,
is it more exhausting to paddle?
Yeah, do that first.
You think?
For most people.
Oh, okay.
That don't paddle.
Yeah, that aren't used to it. we got to work the kinks out of it. So we're having everybody come and try and get
feedback. Sounds like a really
feedback.
Cool idea. Actually, if you had more, how many kayaks do you have?
We have, about six, one person.
That could
kayaks.
Be kind of fun to watch a relay race of all of those, you know?
Right?
Yeah.
And even the paddle boats.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, that's really neat.
Yeah.
I just hate running.
so just come paddle. But yes, then we're going to do a SUP with your pup event, too. So
that's
you can bring your dog and put your dog on the front of a paddle board. We'll do a little instruction. We have some guidelines we've put on Facebook for people to be most successful with that. And that's going to be on June 11th. So it's an evening event, but some of the proceeds go to Macon County Animal Shelter.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. What day of the week was that you said?
I think it's a Monday. It's June 10th. No, June 11th.
Okay.
So I think it's a Monday night.
It is. Now I see it now. It's Monday night at 5:30.
Yeah.
So you really just bring your dog?
Yeah, it's fun. And so we recommend
most dogs pretty good on them?
I guess it just depends on your dog.
Oh, okay.
We have one dog that will go and one that won't.
Gotcha.
And so we recommend that you either have your dog in a life jacket or because they make little doggy life jackets or in a harness so that they're more easy to pull up onto your board.
Okay.
And we'll go through some getting them used to the boards and steps, you know, so that they feel
And when was the run with the paddleboard?
The run SUP race is June 13th.
Okay.
That's
so
it's
Wednesday.
A Wednesday.
Night.
Yeah.
And this is the first, you're just kind of trying these out?
We're trying these out, see how successful they are, and then we'll book some more. I have the yoga on the lake. I have some regular times on Sunday mornings available that I've put out there for events on Facebook. But yeah.
If you do yoga on the lake, is there a land option there for people?
Yes.
Well, I mean, you only have eight boards.
Sure.
So.
I mean, yeah, you could, but we usually paddle out and use our anchors and anchor down, which is nice.
You can anchor these boards?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, nice. There's little anchors.
That's cool. Mm-hmm. That makes it easier to do yoga on.
Right.
That's good.
Because otherwise you're floating away.
Yeah. I think that would be a lot easier. That's good. So, okay. Standing Paddle Company Facebook page. That's where you want to go to.
Yep.
And you can catch up on all these things. And then just send you guys a message. You guys are chill, right? I mean, I got five people. We'd like to come out on a Tuesday afternoon from 1 to 3. You're going to make it happen.
For sure. And we've done parties.
And that's going to cost $50 a person. You know, because you're going to do 2 hours, right? You say 50
right.
an hour?
Yeah.
Right.
Or 25 an hour. Yeah,
25
an hour.
25 an hour.
50 person.
Yeah. And we've done group events that have been really fun. Birthday parties where people can come with a large group and have everything we have, and we'll put people on and off the water.
Yeah.
So they just pay a group rate and do that. I've had a bachelorette party come out there, girls that wanted to go paddle before they went and had drinks. That was fun.
I'm guessing you don't need a board for every person, right? If you've got a party of 10 people and you rent a couple boards, you just go out and
you go out and play for half an hour and you're ready to take a break.
Yeah. Yeah, that's even better than having to worry about everybody going out together.
Right.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
We'll have some fun with it. Of course, Standing Paddle Company. Anything else you want to hit on?
Eric, I do. I just want to talk about their sign business for just a second. New Era Signs. I've had the lucky opportunity of working with them via proxy through like Decatur Blueprint, a couple other things. and started to find out who they were before I connected the dots. And then once I found out who they were, I started looking at their social media. You can't drive a block without seeing some of their work. And some of it's not their work. I mean, in the sense, it's like if you got to do a Burger King sign, it's what Burger King tells you it's got to be, right?
Right.
But there's some handcrafted stuff that's going on around town and at the zoo, you know, with the big wow. I don't even know what you call that. The little sign down on the corner across from Salvation Army, a little circle sign. I mean, out to the airport. They're just all over the place.
Well, the Red Barn sign is phenomenal.
The Red Barn.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And I appreciate it because I do a lot of art stuff. And there's a way to do a sign. You can put a box up and put a graphic on it, and that's fine. And there's a way to build a sign and to craft it and to care about what you do. And this is one of the best businesses in town that shows that they care what they do.
What do we call you? Graphic artists? I mean, are you woodworking artists, or just you just know a lot of things?
Fabricators. They're sign fabricators.
Aaron has 20 years of experience designing and building signs, and it shows. I mean, his work is really, really good.
Some of them are simple. Even just the Billingsley Elite Wash, you take a small place and put something that looks good, it really helps, right?
It's a really nice handshake for the public to see.
Yeah.
It means your business is there to stand for something.
Mm-hmm. I pass it every day. Amy's Massage and Reflexology. I've known Amy Knowles a long time.
Yeah, I went to grade school with her.
I noticed, I think, within a couple days when that sign went up, and I had no idea it was yours. I'm just looking at your page now.
And that logo wasn't designed by us. It was designed by a friend, and she did a great job. But one of the nice things about that signage is Aaron can make a package like that affordable for a small business so that they can get what they need to grab the public's attention, but make it affordable. And that's been a real niche. I mean, yes, like you said, we have to do the Burger King jobs too. We get to do the Burger King jobs. I'm grateful for that work. But the small business stuff is really the bread and butter that we really loved.
And the unique stuff.
Yeah.
Embroidered expression sign. Is that you created?
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
They're working on a sign. Or signs, I don't really know, of something that I designed.
Oh, really?
And I've seen renderings of it, and I'm anxious.
Coffee connections, you guys, too. A lot of these signs you see every day.
I'm anxious to see this thing. I'm just anxious to see what they do. Because
coming soon.
Yeah, it's just because I know it's not going to be. It's going to be like they made it versus like here we just replicate. You know what I mean? There's just some given. I'm excited.
Where is this company Snooze at? Is that a bed store?
In Champaign. Yes, they've now.
Did you? Is this your idea? These
they're closed.
These crescent
right?
moons as those. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
It looked really sharp.
That sign was awesome. Yeah, they closed. They closed, but the sign was awesome.
Give me my moons back, Snooze people.
Yeah, I bet somebody's got those moons because they were that. Oh, you do?
No, you didn't get them back.
They're in our shop.
They're in the shop.
Yeah, they look awesome.
If you know any businesses that could use that, use that.
I know a guy that's like two moons. He's just looking for something.
New Moon Cafe.
We got to reuse.
Decatur House of Prayer on Oakland. I saw when that sign went up. So, I mean, just quality. That's great. Yeah. That's great. So,
Onatai, Casa Fuentes.
There you go. How do people reach you for that? Is that a Facebook reach out, New Era Signs?
Facebook, Or New Era's, our website. It all leads to my email.
Cool. New Era Signs,
All right. I didn't mean to take it into commercial, but honestly, the opportunity to talk about it. They're doing great work.
I think you're featuring talented people there, so that's really
our
cool.
Our little sign that Aaron built for Standing Paddle Co. is super cool.
That's what I was telling
that
Eric.
You can hit and it spins around. Yeah, it's fun.
That was the most pressure, right, to do a good one for the wife's business?
Right, yes.
he said, I have some scrap materials. I think I can make something. And then that day, he puts that up. It's super cool.
Yeah, it is cool. I made it a point that the beach house as a whole looks so much more impressive. And, you know, with the new deck
it's gorgeous.
And then that little accent down there just fits with the whole thing. It's
and
great.
I love that their logo, which I believe Shaney Goss
created. Yeah, many years ago, yep.
Is complimentary because it's the same similar colors so I love that, and they're so nice. They've been so nice to work with, the beach house. We're so happy to be there.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Great, good stuff. Great. Come back later in the summer and let's talk more. How about that?
Yeah, sounds great.
Are you guys coming out?
Well, I don't know how to swim, so I'm really picky around the. Yeah.
Oh man!
And Nick doesn't go anywhere without wearing black jeans, so we're gonna have to find a way.
All right, we'll work it out. We'll work it out.
Do you have a bathtub size thing that I could just do at home?
You can just come and have drinks with us at the beach house.
I am totally in. We did that.
I don't drink either, so I'll just come watch you guys and have some
lemonade.
Water.
Yeah, have water.
Can you get a taco bar back? Nick will be back there for that. All right. Good luck. Have a great summer, guys.
Thanks so much,
Aaron. And Abby McIntosh, New Era Sign, Standing Paddleboard Company, the Yoga with the Park District, all kinds of things you can find on a number of Facebook pages or online.